Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief, brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrell Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. The Bermuda Union of Teachers has said that the strain on teachers undergoing education reform in the public school system has become unbearable and entirely unacceptable. You may have read a series of posts that the union put on X, formerly Twitter. In a statement, Dante Cooper, the General Secretary of the Bermuda Union of Teachers, opened by saying that the Department of Education had failed to properly prepare for teachers' absences by keeping an adequate substitute teacher list. The union went on to detail safety concerns and staffing challenges in the signature schools. It claimed that inaction by the education ministry and departments were, quote, abusive. On the issue of teacher subs, Mr. Cooper said this is an ongoing concern and this union has articulated this concern several times in recent months. Blaming teachers for a systematic failure is untenable and we will not let it stand. The Ministry of Education and the DOE should be ashamed of letting the situation deteriorate to these depths. These are not new issues. The Bermuda Union of Teachers has filed numerous grievances about these exact issues going back several years now, yet nothing has changed. In fact, worse now. But you will recall that last week we reported after the sick-out from Cedar Bridge Academy that the Ministry of Education said that they were unaware of any unresolved issues that would have prompted the action. As of recent, on November 6th, the Minister of Education will be holding a press conference to announce the Education Reform 3-2 tier plans. And in your sports-related news, the eagerly anticipated next set of the Bermuda Police Service's Bermuda Sports Superstars cards are now officially available. This month's set of six superstars, three women and three men, feature the late Marco Warren for football, Ebony Cox for golf, BPS Constable Dennis Joel for bowling, Caitlin Conyers for cycling, Bernard Wade III for archery, and Talia Iris for martial arts. It officially launched on October 1st. The first set of six highlighted three legends and three superstars. Our youth are encouraged to actively seek out police officers throughout the island for an opportunity to receive one of the latest collectible cards. Students may also collect one of the 12 inspiring sports cards released to date at any police station in Hamilton, Somerset, and Southside. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrell Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.